This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There is a healthcare battle brewing in West Virginia that bears watching everywhere in the country. A vote could come today on a bill that would exempt certain hospitals from federal and state antitrust regulation. Put another way, if this legislation passes, it's possible West Virginia could become home to some big hospital monopolies. From Marketplace's health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Last fall, the Federal Trade Commission challenged the $185 million deal between Cabell Huntington Hospital and St. Mary's Medical Center. A hearing is set for next month. FTC lawyers point out the new, bigger hospital would have 75% of all inpatient admissions in the market.
This is about money. This is not about quality and caregiving. This is simply about the dollar.
That's Timothy Duke, head of Steel of West Virginia, who's bracing for 20 to 50% price hikes if the merger goes through. The FTC is on a winning streak, successfully challenging hospital mergers in half a dozen cases. And Northwestern's Lee Moore Daphne says rather than take their chances in court, this case suggests a new hospital strategy.
This legislation is a marker. It's the start of providers digging in and trying to protect themselves from laws that are designed to protect us, the end consumer.
The hospital behind the deal, Cabell Huntington, did not return a call for comment, but has argued the FTC doesn't understand the competitive landscape in West Virginia. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.